Well, I know I've got somebody here who's going to be fun to talk to because she's already been joking around. And her name is Kiana. Good morning, Kiana.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
You can hear yourself okay, I hope. And Kiana, tell me how old you are and where you go to school.
I am 9 years old and I go to Fulton.
And what grade are you in?
Fourth grade.
Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening? Who is in your family?
Mom.
Anybody else?
Dad.
And any brothers and sisters?
They're not at home.
Not at home. Now, do you have any pets?
Yeah.
Tell me about your pets.
I have a baby puppy, and he's the size of my hand, and his name is Bane off of the old Batman, the evil villain.
Oh, that's a great, great name. What color is he, or what kind of dog is he?
He's a chihuahua mixed up with a shih tzu.
Oh, that's probably a really pretty dog. Well, so nice to meet you today. Let's meet your big sister, Michelle. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. And tell me a little, it's Michelle Petrucelli.
Petrucelli. Well,
As soon as it came out of my mouth, I realized I didn't get that right.
You're okay.
Michelle Petrucelli. And tell me about yourself.
So I'm from Pittsburgh, and I've lived here all my life in the South Hills, and now I live in Shadyside. And I'm a consultant, so I have my own consulting business on brand management and marketing. And I'm so happy to be a part of the Big Brothers Big Sisters program, and I have the best little sister in the world.
I'll bet. You two look like you've been together forever. How long have you been matched?
2 years.
And Kiana, what do you like about hanging out with Michelle?
She has a lot of things that I like to do, and she's fun.
What are some of the things you enjoy doing together?
When we go to fun eating places and trying things new.
Well, and have you tried any foods that you never thought you'd try before? What did you try?
She made it, actually.
I thought you were going to say, she made me eat this. What did she cook?
She made an egg, I think, yeah, with vegetables and stuff inside, and it was actually good.
Were you concerned at first? Yeah, you don't think of like an omelet with vegetables and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, quiche.
Quiche, and she really liked it.
That would be fun. Do you like to cook?
Yeah.
Have you two ever cooked anything together?
Yeah. Yes.
Tell me about that.
Cookies. We made cookies. And we made a Rice Krispie treat cake, and it was red, white, and blue.
That's cool. That sounds great. So, Michelle, what prompted you to get involved with Big Brothers Big Sisters?
So, I've had a lot of mentors in my life, and when I got into kind of corporate America, we had more formal mentoring programs, and I really liked it. And then when I got out of corporate America and went on my own, I realized I really wanted to keep mentoring and do it in a more formal way, but out in the community. And I had heard about Big Brothers Big Sisters, and probably about a little over 2 years ago, it was almost serendipity. I started meeting people that were on the board, and I started seeing ads, and I knew it was just perfect timing. And I'm so glad I did it when I did, because then I met Kiana.
That in all the years we've been doing segments like this, I don't think anybody has mentioned what you just said, is that you're working for a large company. They may have a formal program, and then suddenly you decide to become a sole proprietor, or you work for a smaller company, and there isn't that kind of program. So mm-hmm. Big Brothers Big Sisters provides that opportunity. Kiana, what was it like when the two of you met? Do you remember back to when that happened?
Yeah.
Were you nervous when you met?
No, not really.
Yeah, you seem like a very confident girl. What was the very first thing you did together?
Hug.
Well, that's a nice thing, hugging.
We took a picture, then there's this bell, and then you get like this hammer thing, and then you bang it against it, and then it makes a loud noise.
Well, that's another thing I've never been told about. So there's a bell to sort of signify. Here's Sandra Aratana.
We have a gong, actually, and so once the match is made, the child gets to hit the gong, and yeah, so that's fun.
Well, that's very nice. You could open up the New York Stock Exchange someday with a bell they ring like that. So what do you like in school? Do you have any favorite subjects that you enjoy?
Science.
What are you doing in science now?
Dissect.
Ooh.
And that's the only thing we don't agree on is dissecting. She loves science and dissecting, and I cringe.
Well,
so she tells me all about it.
You might discover the next cure for something. So what grade are you in again?
Fourth.
That's what I thought you said. And you're dissecting already?
Yeah, we dissected a square already. And now we're doing a cow eyeball. And then we're going to do a sheep brain.
We only did frogs, and it was in 7th and 8th grade.
Same here. We did, yeah, that's all we did were frogs. And I'm getting a little sick right now. I can still smell
formaldehyde.
Formaldehyde, yes.
She loves it.
You're doing it with real stuff. Now, this is at Pittsburgh Fulton. What do you like about it?
You get to learn new things.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with liking it. I was never good at biology and those things. What else are you learning about science or in science?
We were also learning about how you can be when you grow up in science.
And what are some of the things that you can do with science when you get older?
You can be a scientist.
And have you thought about, like, being a scientist?
Not really. I already know what I'm going to be.
And what's that?
A lawyer.
I can see you being a very good lawyer because you're really poised and you speak very well. Do you know any lawyers?
No.
I'll bet you Michelle could introduce you to some. She probably knows some from her life in corporate America. Do you know what kind of lawyer you would be? Because there's many different types.
A defense lawyer.
How come?
I don't know. I like to be a defense lawyer. And plus, I can help my mom when she gets older. And Miss Michelle, as she gets older, and I can buy a big house, and I'm going to be so nice that they don't have to pay the bills.
What a sweet girl you are. You're amazing, and it's so nice to meet you. What do you like to do for fun in your spare time when you're not in school?
Well, I would play with my sister and my brother. We would just sometimes go outside and play hide and seek or something, or we would just play inside the house.
Are you a good hider?
Yeah.
I want to ask you what any of your hiding places are. What are their names?
Dejon and Kalia.
And where did they go to school?
Well, one of them does go to the same school as me, and one goes to my old school.
Well, and what school is that?
Faison.
I've been to both. I've been to Fulton and Faison. They're both really great schools. So let me ask the two of you, I'll turn to Michelle. How has Kiana made life different for you?
She just brightens my days when I'm with her. We have a lot of fun. And she mentioned this, that she said when we're older, she's going to have this big house. Last week she said to me, you know, Miss Michelle, are we going to be matched for a long, long time? Are you always going to be my big sister? Because I want to make sure that when you're older, I can take care of you. She's a total sweetheart. So it's always someone that cares. I hurt my neck last year, and every time she gets in the car, the very first thing she says is, Miss Michelle, how's your neck? So she's just been this just added joy, and we really do enjoy the same things. We like to ice skate together. We love crafts. We like to write, and so it's just been really great. It's been really, really fun, and it's something I look forward to doing a couple times a month and making sure that I get to to see her and see how she's doing.
Would you like to do something special? I just got a really nice note, and I think you'll appreciate this. This is from John and Eileen. They live in O'Hara Township. They're listening right now. They just celebrated their 65th wedding anniversary.
Wow.
They are 85. John is 85. And Eileen is 83. And you said you wanted to take care of people when they're older. Shall we say happy anniversary to John and Eileen? Ready? One, two, three.
Happy anniversary, John and Eileen.
How nice. Thank you for writing to us. And also, a little bird told me that you two are quite the artists. Is that true? That you
like art.
And I understand that you made some posters for the Pittsburgh Penguins. Can you tell me about that?
Well, my favorite player is Crosby.
Sidney Crosby. And did you make a poster featuring him? What did it look like?
It had, well, I drew the letter I, then I drew a heart, then it said Crosby, and then his number.
Very good. And what's his number? I should know.
I think it is.
Do you know? I should know, Sidney. Is it 20? I should know his number. I'm going to have to look that up so we know. And did you go to a hockey game?
We did.
That had to be a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
And we met some new friends when we were there.
Who did you meet?
I think her name was Sanaya or something. Mm-hmm. Sanaya.
He's 87, by the way. So he fits right in with the octogenarians we were just talking about in their 80s. I should have come up with that right away. And I understand you met, we were talking before, you've met another famous athlete.
Antonio Brown.
And that had to be amazing to meet somebody like him. It sounds like you just have so many opportunities. Sandra, is there anything new at Big Brothers Big Sisters we should talk about?
We actually just finished one of our big events, a Flyaway Bash, and that was very successful. I would like to thank Michelle and Kiana for sharing their match story with us. And I'd like to put out there also that we're always looking for volunteers and children for the program. And as a volunteer, not only can you get a chance to make a difference in a child's life, but they undoubtedly always make a difference in the volunteer's life. So
that's good to know. And you can just go to bbbspittsburgh.org to get more information. Right. And Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. So it's not just Allegheny County, right?
Right. It's Greater Pittsburgh, absolutely. We serve Washington and Greene counties also.
So you can get a hold of Big Brothers Big Sisters, and they need kids as well as adults. I have presents for you, Kiana. Is it Kiana or Kiana?
Kiana.
And I've been saying Kiana. You've been so polite to me to not tell me to get it right. Thank you, Kiana. I have an official radio patch for you.
Thank you.
Those are very limited. We don't give those to just anybody. These we give to just about anybody, but it's still a nice thing. A Saturday Light Brigade pencil. It's not sharpened, but that's for your convenience. And then I have a pass to the Children's Museum, which you can use today or anytime in the future. There's a lot here that you might enjoy looking at and playing with, including the make shop, where you can even sew on that patch or sew it onto a piece of fabric they have up there if you want to. Is there anything else you two would like to say? It's wonderful to have you here.
I just want to say thank you to Sandra and to Big Brothers Big Sisters, because I really believe the program changes so many children's lives and mentors' lives. So I've really enjoyed it, and I look forward to working with Big Brothers Big Sisters in the years to come, because it's really changed my life.
And Kiana, thank you for being here. It's really nice to get to know you. Anything else you'd like to say?
Well, I met a lot of friends when me and Miss Michelle went places, like to, what was the, was it the Pittsburgh game? The baseball game?
Baseball game, yeah.
And we met a girl named Alexia, and she was Big Brother's Big Sister's, and we're going to go baking with her.
How nice. It sounds like you both like to cook a lot. Thank you for being here, and Sandra, thank you as well. And again, you can get more information about Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh by going to BBBS, get it? Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Pittsburgh.org.